This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is that time of year again, gang. Another Apple product launch will be with us on the morrow. A new operating system, probably. A couple of other updates, likely. And, oh yeah, two new versions of the iPhone 5, something at the top end, of course. And for the first time, a downscale model to be understood as cheaper. For the first time, also, Apple is going to roll out its new stuff not only here, but in China as well, which is becoming a huge market for the company. So, is a cheaper iPhone going to sell in Shanghai? Our man there, Rob Schmitz, did some asking around.
The one thing Apple has going for it in China is cachet. And that's why Tom Doctorov, Asia-Pacific CEO of ad agency JWT, thinks offering an inexpensive iPhone to the Chinese is a very bad idea.
One of the golden rules of marketing in China is that anything that is displayed in public can command a huge price premium. And the reason for that is status is a primary driver here, much, much more so than in the West. And so when you offer a inexpensive iPhone, it immediately signals that this isn't so elite anymore.
Buzz for the iPhone has been wearing off here. A report from global analyst Canalys shows that in the last quarter, the iPhone fell from 5th to 7th most popular smartphone in China. It was overtaken by the Chinese firm Xiaomi. That company just released a new affordable phone that's generating a lot of hype. Charlie Custer, who edits the blog Tech in Asia, says Apple won't be able to compete with a new slew of Chinese phone makers like Xiaomi on price.
Even the cheap iPhone is going to come in above what the Xiaomi costs. And so then, okay, it's not a luxury phone, but it's also not as inexpensive as this really nice and expensive phone. So who exactly is going to buy it? You know, I'm not sure.
The answer may come this week. Apple's been in talks with China Mobile to help sell the iPhone. That company has 745 million subscribers. If that deal comes through, then iPhones, inexpensive or not, will suddenly have a market more than twice the size of the one at home in the U.S. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.